Welcome to Ask Say the podcast. This is Say Tioko speaking, and you are now listening to episode 3. This is an extension of our second episode, and I just want to thank everyone for the tremendous amount of support you've all shown me after that episode was released. My heart continues to ache after reading all the stories a lot of women sent me. It is unbelievable. The amount of women that have gone through abusive relationships, and what's most sad is that a lot are still stuck in these abusive relationships. Why I really wanted to speak up in the beginning is because there is such little awareness about narcissistic abuse in our country. Yung iba hindi alam na narcissistic abuse na pala yung nangyayari sa kanila. By doing this, we are paving the way to a wider understanding of this issue and how to address it if ever it happens to you. In today's episode, I shall talk about how I am healing from all the abuse that I went through. This discussion, again, may trigger anxiety or panic attacks to some people, so please be guided. Let's begin. Step number one is coming to my senses and breaking free. Bakit mo pinatagal? This is one of the questions you may have in your mind. Ang dami na nagtanong sa akin yan, and initially, I felt so humiliated and I felt so bad that I had to explain myself pa. Like I mentioned in the previous episode, you will never understand narcissistic abuse until you go through it. Tapos inisip ko, this is the perfect teaching moment or a moment to shed awareness to this issue and give people a better understanding as to why it's hard to just leave when you are sucked into an abusive relationship. Take note that we are dealing with the mind here, the manipulation, the brainwashing, and everything in between. There is this term called trauma bonding. Trauma bonding happens when a narcissist repeats a cycle of abuse with another person, which fuels a need for validation and love from the person being abused. The narcissist will condition someone into believing that these toxic behaviors are normal. As the bonding deepens, the person being abused will feel more and more like they need validation from the abuser, giving the abuser more power and leading to further manipulation. Oftentimes, it can take months or even years to realize you are in this type of toxic relationship. In my case, I think I was a few months into the relationship that I had with the abuser, and then the first traumatic incident happened. I was shocked to my very core. Never akong tinrato ng ganun buong buhay ko, so I was really shocked to my core. But I didn't leave right away. I absolutely felt like I was in some kind of a black hole, just floating around with no direction. My decision-making was already warped. There was already damage done to my mind, the way I think, the way I handled things. Basta one way or another, I felt like I was being pushed into this little box. Tapos dapat dun lang ako. It is such an unnerving feeling. And the worst part is that at first you wouldn't know what to do. I made so many excuses for inexcusable behavior. Iniisip ko lagi, he had a hard life, kaya siya ganyan. Traumatic kasi yung childhood niya kaya ganyan siya sa ibang tao. I also went down the path of thinking maybe I was the one with the problem. Maybe I was being too sensitive, too crazy. Gaslighting does that to you. Yung di mo na alam kung ano yung iisipin mo or yung paniniwalaan mo. This abuse cycle is an insidious game for abusers. They will see to it that they crush you, use you up, and suck you dry until you are no longer anything. I remember during one of our last conversations, he told me, "Pinag-aralan ko na yung utak mo." And something in me clicked. I read about that. What makes you ba a target for narcissists? Number one, you have a caregiver's nature and a strong need to help others. In the early stages of the relationship, the generosity and kindness of the caretaker is expressed. The giver has someone to dote on and being the center of the universe works out well for the selfish needs of an emotional vampire. Yet, as the relationship becomes more intimate, the narcissist absorbs the relationship's time, energy, and resources while gaining control. I gave too much. It is in my nature to be giving, caring, and nurturing, and that made me a target. Number two, you have a compassionate, empathetic disposition. Narcissists have a reason for everything that happens in their life, and nothing is ever their own fault. The blame is always on another person. Of course, you listen and you want to help, but if you catch yourself saying, "I was just trying to be nice," more and more often, and if a part of you feels used, chances are there's an unhealthy dynamic at play. I felt a lot of times that even if I was helping, ako pa yung mali. Siya lang lagi yung tama at matalino. His ego always needed to be boosted. These are just some. But when he said that to me na inaral niya yung utak ko, I was taken aback. He knew exactly what he was doing. The first time, I didn't leave. And then everything I mentioned in a previous episode, isipin niyo lahat yun, I swept them under the rug. I never ever fought back. Then after a few more months, siguro mga 1.5 years na into the relationship, I just snapped. It took one incident to trigger something in me, and I snapped. In a way, our body protects us even before we realize the danger that is coming. 1.5 years, guys. I just suddenly, in a snap of a finger, I came to my senses. I felt myself going back to myself in such a long time. I feel like I've been gone forever. Remember the list that I made? The list of all the things he did to me and said to me? Binabasa ko lagi yun before to remind myself. I needed to relive those moments to tell myself, that wasn't normal. He's a fucking asshole for doing all those to you. I remember going to my sister's place. I was crying so hard. I literally felt so lutang. As in, para ako nagfo-float. And then ang kalaban ko na that time was my own mind. There's one part, the part that was the real me, telling me to get the fuck out of this shithole. And then another part, the brainwashed, abused part of me that was saying, oh my gosh, how do I make this right again? Alam niyo ba kung gaano kahirap battling with your own mind? Sobrang hirap. Nakakabaliw siya. Another moment that struck me was when my sister told me that they were so worried about me when I got back together with him the first time. And ever since, they were so vigilant already, always looking out for signs of trouble or if I ever needed help. Whenever I posted a vague quote on Instagram, my sister would always reply agad, "What happened?" They knew I was in a bad place and they were just standing guard. All of them, my sisters and my mom. Step one was coming to my senses and breaking free. Done. Step number two is the no contact rule. The narcissist, again, will do everything to win you back. Ikaw nga kasi yung supply nila eh. He went from sending paragraph-long messages, thinking about our times together before, all the nostalgia. Tapos biglang sasabihin, ninakaw mo yung aso ko, blah, blah, blah. Then back to being sweet again. Then next came the blackmailing again. You see this cycle? It won't stop until you put a stop to it. Kaya nga sabi ko sa last episode, disconnect your vein from that IV bag full of fucking poison. Once you come to your senses, this will feel great to do. But don't get me wrong, many will still fall back to their abusers when they fail to keep the no contact rule as long as it should be kept. This is a difficult situation, especially if there are children involved. I am not equipped to discuss about that. When marriage comes into play with narcissistic abuse, especially in our country where there is no divorce, ang hirap. I am so sorry I am unable to talk about that, but do not lose hope. My step two was to block him in everything. his best friend tried to follow my dog's account, I blocked her too. All the people who knew about his ways, yet still enabled him and made excuses for him, I cut all of them out of my life. All of them. You can never fully heal if a part of you, any part of you, is still connected to poison. Cut all connection. I cannot stress this enough. This is so important. Step number 3, fighting it. I told my friend Graham about all of this shit. He knew I was in such a difficult time in my life. One day, he urged me to go boxing with him. I went even if I didn't feel like it. I was a wreck. Ayoko magboxing. But when I started punching, oh wow. Just feeling the release of whatever toxic emotions I was trying to get rid of. It felt amazing. I remember breaking down in tears in the middle of boxing. And Graham took me out to a walk to get some air. What he told me struck me that day. He said, "Dude, you have gone through worse shit than this. You got this." It seems so simple, but it hit where it was supposed to hit. Step number 4, seeking professional help. Another person who's been with me through it all is my best friend, Wifey. It is such a joy in life to have friends who stick by you even after seeing you in your lowest, most unlovable state. We got into talking and I just remember telling her how my head was hurting and I can't think. Ang sakit ng ulo ko kakaisip. She suggested I go see a therapist or a psychologist. And so I did. You know, in our country, there is a stigma. Kapag pumunta ka ng psychologist or see a therapist, baliw ka na. You're fucking crazy. Now, don't listen to them. Going to a therapist or a psychologist is a form of self-care. You are taking care of your mental health, and there is nothing crazy about that. I scheduled my appointment. I remember rescheduling siguro mga 2 times. I didn't know what it was, but yung first push talaga, that was kind of difficult. The first push. And then I decided to just go to the appointment and just deal with it. So after the first one, which I briefly mentioned in the previous episode, grabe, sobrang hirap ng first session ko with my therapist. It was one of the most difficult things that I had to do kasi you're coming into terms or you're acknowledging talaga na these things happened to you. And then there's a part of you saying na, oh my gosh, bakit ko hinayaan mangyari sa akin yun? But you really have to fight. You have to fight through it. You have to push forward. After the first session, the nightmares came. The purging. My mind was purging him. My entire being, my entire system was purging him. I had 2 weeks, I'm not joking, 2 weeks straight of nightmares. Grabe lang the way the body tries to rid itself of so much shit. But I powered through. I went to 2 more therapy sessions, and each time I felt stronger and more myself. Step number 5 is looking inward. The blame should never be on the victim. They abused you because they are monsters. No blame should ever be put on the victim. Looking inward means reassessing. My boundaries were non-existent. I'd let anyone I fancied just walk all over me. I gave away my power. I let him in way too easily. Being kind, empathetic, and nurturing isn't my fault. It was his taking advantage of these that make it not right. I realized my boundaries should be so strong that if I didn't want to do something, I would say no. I won't give a forced yes. And then later on, stress myself out. And for what? Listening to Iyanla Van Zandt on Oprah's Super Soul Conversations taught me this. Sabi niya to and sobrang favorite line ko to. You need to have a strong no muscle. You do not draw a line in the sand. And if somebody crosses that line, you back up and draw another line. No. Stand for your line. Stand for your no. That is such a powerful statement, and I see to it that I remember it all the time. You know, I can still give you so many more steps, but I feel like these five are the most important. Again, it's been a year since all of that ended for me. And in that year, I was able to discover more about myself. I have been continuously working on my weaknesses. I have been striving to get stronger and stronger, physically, mentally, emotionally. I have regained all of the power that I lost. It is the best feeling ever. I am no longer that shaking, crushed up woman that I was in that relationship. No longer her. I am back to being the queen that I've always been. Do I regret meeting him? What will regret do? I think I was destined to go through this kind of hell to be able to do what I am doing right now. I am proud to give a voice to those who can't speak up. I am proud that we are starting this conversation. It is a difficult one, but man, it is so important. Please help me spread awareness about this. We need to help fellow women and men. Yes, men can also be victims of narcissistic abuse. Anyone can be a narcissistic abuser. We need to help them, especially the young ones. I can't imagine and will never allow my own children in the future to go through this. We have started the conversation. We are shedding light to narcissistic abuse. Help me keep the conversation going. We are now done with episode 3. Thank you so much for listening to me.